Good morning. Another clear and chilly start to the day across interior New York and New England, with areas of frost for the third consecutive morning. Many places are in the 30s early on and will climb with the rising sun back through the 40s and 50s today. A large area of high pressure continues to dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England, and with full sunshine, highs should be a bit higher and in the lower to mid-60s during the mid to latter portion of the day. Another clear and chilly night tonight, with most everyone in the middle and upper 30s. That same high pressure center will continue to dominate the weather picture into the day on Tuesday. With mostly sunny skies, it'll be a touch milder, with highs reaching into the upper 60s. On Wednesday, the combination of a large extratropical cyclone over the Canadian Maritimes and a weak trough of low pressure to our north and west will produce a bit more cloud cover, still plenty of sunshine mixing in, and out ahead of this system we'll look for highs in the lower 70s. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies with a new area of high pressure building in and highs in the middle 70s. The next front with any substance will head our way for Thursday night and Friday. Still not a lot of moisture with this front, but we do run the risk at a passing shower. Highs by Friday afternoon will be in the lower 70s. We'll bounce back with another area of high pressure for Saturday and Sunday, keeping it dry into next weekend with highs staying in the lower to mid 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, as Tropical Storm Beta continues to move slowly toward the Texas coast, tropical storm and storm surge warnings remain in effect along the Gulf Coast from the middle Texas coast to southwest Louisiana. Within the storm surge warning areas, there is the danger of life-threatening storm surge near periods of high tide through tomorrow. Because of the storm's slow motion, Beta is expected to produce long-duration heavy rain, with flooding likely from the mid-Texas coast into southern Louisiana. Heavy rains are forecast to spread northward across eastern Texas, Oklahoma, and the lower Mississippi Valley over the next few days. Meanwhile, in the Atlantic, Hurricane Teddy is expected to transition to a powerful post-tropical cyclone as it approaches Atlantic Canada tomorrow. Large swells produced by Teddy are forecast to impact portions of the U.S. East Coast during the next few days. These swells could cause life-threatening surf and rip currents. And above normal temperatures will return to much of the West today, and well above normal temperatures are expected to build across the central and northern plains into the upper Midwest. Gusty winds, in addition to the dry conditions, are expected to introduce a new round of elevated fire weather concerns across portions of the Great Basin. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 30 degrees with a north wind at 7 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 18 degrees. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 34 degrees, the dew point 34, 100% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.61 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Brawley, California, to a low of 16 at Copper Basin, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, Boston, sunny and breezy in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 60 degrees, the low 34, the average temperature 47, that's 13 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, still just a half an inch for the month, which is 1.60 inches below normal, and 24.41 inches for the year, which is 3.84 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low, 50, the record high, 95, set in 1895, and the record low, 29, in 1973. Sunrise this morning was at 6:42 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:53 p.m., 12 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and pleasantly cool today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Clear tonight in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and pleasantly cool today with highs in the mid-60s. Clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondack, sunny and pleasantly cool today with highs in the mid-60s. Clear skies tonight in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and pleasantly cool today with highs in the mid-60s. Clear tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and pleasantly cool today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Clear tonight, lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, more sunshine mixed with a bit of cloud cover in the upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 70s on Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday in the mid-70s. Chance of a shower Thursday night and Friday morning, then partly sunny Friday afternoon in the lower 70s, and a mix of sun and clouds next weekend, highs both Saturday and Sunday in the lower to mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.